34 Sunday, Christ the King, Year A, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 11 to 12 and 15 to 17. Thus say the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. At the shepherd tend his flock, when he find himself among his scattered sheep, so I will tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every plague where they were scattered. When it was cloudy and dark, I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, say the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the snake and the strong I will destroy, separating them rightly. As for you, my sheep, say the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. Second reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 20 to 26 and verse 28. Brothers and sisters, Christ had been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came to men, the resurrection of the dead came also to men. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life. But each one in proper order, Christ is the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ, then come the end, when he hand over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he had destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he had put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man come in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separate the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, and goats on his lap. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those in his lap, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least ones, you did not do for me. And they will go up to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Jesus Christ be a king to govern us. Man of all places and ages, dream to have an earthly paradise, where there will be no more war, hatred, jealousy, injustice, corruption, where people will live in unity, joy, love, happiness, and lack of nothing. There were many principles which promised this earthly paradise, such as imperialism, fascism, Marxism, capitalism, but all the principles failed to achieve what they promised. There are three reasons why the principles failed to build up an earthly paradise. First, kings and worldly leaders are imperfect human beings. Most of them are unjust and worried about themselves. They view the people's church to build their own kingdom. Second, worldly powers are constantly changed from one kingdom to another, from one empire to another. When people found a good leader who loved and cared for people, such one was assassinated or died young. Third, people are mixed, good and bad, wolf and sheep, therefore, it is very hard to govern them. To the Christian, a paradise can only be found in the next world, where all three above conditions will be achieved. To the Christian, a paradise can only be found in the next world. Third, the only true king is Christ. He will be victorious over all, and all worldly leaders must obey him. He will gather all things for God. He will govern people in their heart and by truth, peace, and love. Second, his kingdom in the heaven will be lasted forever. Third, his people will be all the Christed. All the wicked will be cast out. They will never die. The condition to belong to his kingdom is to believe in him. Today's readings center on the three basic elements. Right, the king, heavenly kingdom, and his own people. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel foretold the day Christ will come to search out his people and what will happen on that day. The second reading centered on Christ, his victory over all enemies and conquering his kingdom. In his gospel, Matthew reported the last judgment day when Christ will separate sheep from goats. The standard he will use to judge people is the charity, and he will reward or punish people depending on what they have done to others. Second analysis, a first reading. Christ is the King of Love, the first one. The Lord himself will care for his sheep. No one loves and cares for sheep more than their owner. No one loves and cares for people more than their Creator, who created his people. The prophet Ezekiel foresaw and predicted the day when the Lord himself will care for his own flock. He wrote, "For thus say the Lord God, behold, I will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock, when some of his sheep have been scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. I will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, say the Lord God." Second point, the good shepherd. The shepherd is a hireling. Therefore, he does not concern about the well-being condition of his flock, but only about the sheep's meat and fur. The good shepherd concerned about the well condition of his flock and is ready to sacrifice himself for his flock. Some signs of this good shepherd are, first, whoever is lost, I will search for him. For example, the parable of the prodigal son. Second, whoever is strayed, I will lead him back. Jesus become friends and tax collectors and prostitutes. Third, whoever is injured, I will bind him up. Jesus established the sacrament of reconciliation for healing. Fourth, whoever is sick, I will make him well. Jesus healed all kinds of people diseases. And fifth, whoever is fat and healthy, I will watch over. I will feed them in justice. Jesus led people in the right way. Second reading, Christ is the powerful king. Your third point. Christ has power over death. St. Paul used the true images of the first man, Adam, and the new man, Christ, to show that people will be resurrected. Since Adam, the first man, sinned, so sin are spread to all their children, the original sin, and the result of sin is death. People must be dead not only because of the original sin, but also of their own sin. But when Christ, the Son of God, incarnated, he is free from sin, so death had no power on him. Not just that, Christ also destroyed the dead by his passion, death, and resurrection. St. Paul confirmed this fact. For as by a man came death, by a man had come the resurrection of the dead. And as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. The first one who went first to open the way is Christ. After that, it is those who belong to him. St. Paul called the Christ resurrection is the first fruit, since there must be the first fruit before a harvest. If there is not the first fruit, there will be not a harvest and following fruits. Second point. Christ had power over the three enemies. There exist many powers that dominate people in this world. To completely set people free, Christ must destroy all the powers. St. Paul wrote, then come the end, when he delivered the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he had put all his enemies under his feet. The translation of PVCZK did not help to understand the meaning of this word than the red text. They translated rule as the ruler, authority as the domination, and power as the power, and in the nine ranks of angels. To understand the author's intention, the best way to explain it according to the concept of the three enemies who always threaten the recent life. First, the devil, or Satan and his companion. With Christ's victory, they could no longer dominate people at the words of the Book of Revelation. Now, the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren had been thrown down, who accused them day and night before our God. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Second, the word. Many earthly kings and rulers of all times and places always issued decree to oppose Catholicism and reason due to their way of living according to the truth and to the kingdom of heaven standard. But Christ had conquered the world, and the martyr who followed Christ also has strength to overcome kings and rulers threaten the wars and deeds. Third, the power of the flesh and bad tendencies in human mind. The world with all of their temptations, such as money, power, fame, and fleshly pleasure, always are dangerous threats to Christians. These temptations can be overcome when people let Christ completely govern their mind and heart. The life of the saints are powerful examples for Christ's power. Third, the gospel. Christ is the wisest king. St. Matthew opened the Last Judgment Day with these words. When the Son of Man come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the gods are at his lap. Third point. The judgment of sheep on the right side. The standard used to judge them is charity. Third, Christ's judgment and the reward. Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Second, the writers answered, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? Third, dry revelation. He said, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of thee, my brethren, you did it to me. Nothing pleases parents more than when they see others help their children when they are in need. Similarly, all people are God's children, and he is happy when he sees his children are loved and cared for. Second point, the judgment of God on the left side. The standards used to judge them is also charity. Third point, Christ's judgment and the punishment. Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. The wicked answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Christ's revelation. Truly I say to you that as you did it not to one of the least of thee, you did it not to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Application in life. We recognize the fakeness of the earthly paradise, the leader's imperfection, the passing shadow of worldly kingdom, and the midst of both the righteous and the wicked. We also recognize Christ's perfection. He is the King of love, power, wisdom. The kingdom of heaven will last forever, and its citizens will be prosperous, happy, and peaceful. Let us ask Christ to be our King and to govern us forever. If we want to be Christ's citizens, we must have the same love as he had. If not, we will be eliminated and cast out. Christ the King and the Kingdom of Heaven are not the products of imagination, as atheists and communists declare. The concrete roof is the Christians tasted the sweetness of the King of Love when they are still living in this world. The reason have shown they know how to live according to their final goal and to love all people. Amen.